Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, August 5th. I'm your host, Pim Fox. Our top stories today are: shares of online investing app Robinhood Markets surges 50% on Wednesday. Travel and airline stocks take a hit because of new COVID restrictions. And shares of Roku fall after the streaming platform reports slower than estimated growth. Robinhood Markets soared Wednesday, sending the shares higher by 85% compared to the first day of trading for the stock. The rally is being linked to the introduction of options trading and the strategy that combines deep out-of-the-money calls and simultaneous purchases of the underlying stock. While Robinhood may be a proxy for retail trading more broadly, the gains may be short-lived. Quote, meme stocks are easy money on the way up, said CNBC's Jim Cramer last night. But Cramer warned that, quote, as we've seen with GameStop and AMC of late, you have to take profits while you still have them by selling gradually on the way up, end quote. Travel stocks were broadly lower on concerns that the recovery timeline for leisure and business travel is getting pushed back due to new COVID restrictions, all related to the spread of the Delta variant. But a Bank of America report that tracks travel and leisure revenue still shows strong and trending growth, with full airplanes and bookings being made for the fall. Shares of the streaming platform Roku took a beating in extended hours trading after reporting active accounts grew just 28% to just over 55 million. That's compared to analyst estimates for active accounts that was closer to 56 million. In other news, Zoom video communication shares climbed almost 7% Wednesday, appearing to benefit from new concerns about the general reopening of the economy and the potential longevity of online meetings and online workplaces. On Wednesday, the producers of the New York Auto Show announced that it was being canceled, while Deutsche Bank said it would move a planned conference online. And shares of Weber, the maker of grills and many outdoor cooking appliances, got a tepid response from investors in its initial public offering. The company downsized the number of shares it is selling to fewer than 18 million. That's compared to nearly 47 million originally intended. The shares begin trading today with the ticker symbol WEBR, and they were priced at $14 a share. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. equity futures were slightly higher, with the Dow and S&P futures up 0.2%, while NASDAQ futures were higher by 0.1%. Crude oil gained nearly 1% at $71.85 a barrel. Gold and Bitcoin both fell. On today's economic calendar, at 10:30 a.m., the EIA releases its natural gas inventory report. If you've enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.